the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Would you
pass the damn ball? Ball. 11 playoff games since 2021. The Chiefs have had 36 penalties in that time span. Their opponents, 66. That's 220 plus extra penalty yards in favor of Kansas City. Every single game, their opponent has had more penalties. This was a stat from last week from the Dan Patrick Show. This week, Kansas City Chiefs penaltied five times for 21 yards. The Buffalo Bills penalized 6 times for 48 yards. Penalized, that's the proper English way to say that phrase. 12 games in a row now in the playoffs since 2021, the Kansas City Chiefs have had fewer penalties than their opponents. Welcome to Pass the Damn Ball. I am your host, Mitchell Adams. You can follow me on Instagram at MitchAdams209. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at PassTheDamnBallPodcast_. The final score, Kansas City 32, Buffalo 29, in what was a really good game. Congratulations if you bet the overs for both games today. Both games were 47.5, and both significantly hit the over. I did not bet the over. No. Instead, I bet Jaden Daniels 2 touchdown passes. That did not hit. He only had 1. Jalen Hurts, 1 interception. He again, for his 3rd straight game, did not turn the ball over. Saquon Barkley, 2 touchdowns. He accomplished that feat with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And he overall finished with 3 rushing touchdowns. Saquon Barkley, MVP. So I got 1 out of 3 on the parlay for the Eagles and Commanders. Final score was 55-23. So the Eagles hit the over of 47.5 on their own. I had Josh Allen over 1.5 touchdown passes. How did that go, Mitch? Well, he got him, but I had Buffalo money line. Two out of five on the parlay. And we get to see a rematch, Eagles versus Chiefs. The Super Bowl that nobody wanted to see, except for those two fan bases and those historians who are rooting for Mahomes for a three-peat. Now, I understand why you want to see a three-peat out there for those, you know, understanding, like, this is greatness. Mahomes is greatness. This dude comes out, makes the right plays, best QB in the NFL, remains cool under pressure, right? But there's just something about this Chiefs team, the penalties, the calls. This game was decided on a call that Josh Allen quarterback sneak on 4th and 1. Buffalo had a lead. Josh Allen, at first glimpse, looked like he got that first down. The line judge from the far end lined it up that it was past the first down mark. The other sideline judge who was running up was more on a favorable side of the Chiefs. But the original line judge that had the best angle of dictating that call originally had the spot past the first down. What happened within that timeout to where it was discussed that, oh no, the ref behind it just conveniently. It doesn't It doesn't mean there's a script, because I don't believe in that. But the theories that are just thrown out there does not help. I don't think there's a script. NFL players work too damn hard to get the chip. And if there was a script, I think the Dallas Cowboys, because they are the biggest brand in football, regardless if they win or lose, they would be winning Super Bowls or in the Super Bowl every year in contention for one. The Kansas City Chiefs have the potential to now three-peat against who? The Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts has not turned the ball over. Saquon Barkley, this guy is a straight menace. As mentioned, he had 3 touchdowns. He only carried the ball 15 times. He had 118 yards. Who I think the MVP is in the regular season, Josh Allen. What did he finish with? 22 for 34, 237 yards, 2 touchdowns. He didn't turn the ball over. However, the Bills did turn the ball over once. Kansas City turned the ball over 0 times. Commanders turned the ball over 4 times. That's not going to do it. 3 fumbles. That's not going to do it. Every team that has won in this postseason has had fewer turnovers. The turnover game has mattered. Every team, well, both, not every, now both teams. Both teams that are in the Super Bowl, the Eagles and the Chiefs, what do they have in common? A defensive line that can affect the other quarterback, make some noise in shutting down the run game, and is a force. On that last play for Josh Allen and the Bills on 4th down, where he heaved it and Kincaid had a chance to bring that in. Unfortunately, it just wasn't meant to be. He catches that, of course. Chiefs defensive line rattled that entire play. Josh Allen barely could breathe before there was pressure in his face. Andy Reid versus Nick Sirianni. I hate it. I hate this matchup. Why? Because it's Andy Reid versus Nick Sirianni. Give me Andy Reid. Give me Andy Reid. It's inevitable, man. They're Thanos. And I don't think the Eagles are this Avengers, Captain America, Iron Man team with Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, who, yes, he hasn't turned the ball over, but he's been not really efficient. AJ Brown, who likes to read books on the sidelines during the game. There's still this weird energy in Philly. Unless Saquon Barkley has probably the greatest Super Bowl rushing performance we ever seen, therefore, any talk of the running back position being irrelevant, being questioned as, you know, is the running game significant? Yes, hell yes, it's significant. I mean, the Chiefs, Kareem Hunt had 64 yards, 17 carries with a touchdown. Look at the team stats here. Rushing attempts, Chiefs ran the ball more by 35 times. Buffalo Bills, 32 times. Buffalo Bills had more rushing yards. Buffalo Bills were in this game. Chiefs, just at the end of the day, had the better defensive line. They made the stops when it mattered most. Mahomes was clutch in not turning the ball over. And Josh Allen, once again, Josh Allen is Peyton Manning. Mahomes is Tom Brady. Peyton Manning lost to Brady all the time. Then one year, Peyton finally got the best of him. And that was the year that he led the Colts to beat the Saints in the Super Bowl. History has a strange way of repeating itself, but that was not the case this year, as I thought this was the year Josh Allen will finally get the better of Patrick Mahomes. and it didn't happen. Pass the damn ball.
The damn ball.
Would you pass the damn ball?
The Chiefs have now made their 7th appearance in a Super Bowl. They are going for their 5th Super Bowl victory. The Eagles have now made the Super Bowl 5 times. They are going for their 3rd total Super Bowl, the last time they won it. If you recall, that was the Nick Foles Philly special game where Tom Brady had ridiculous stats on the other side of taking a loss. And the Nick Foles game, Doug Peterson coached. Philadelphia Eagles got the best of the New England Patriots. Still one of the most random Super Bowl victories of all time. Are we going to get another Philadelphia upset? I don't think so. I think the inevitability is there that the Chiefs are now going to three-peat. I don't really like admitting that. But this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we are, America. We have to watch another damn pass the damn ball, Jalen Hurts. Run the damn ball to Saquon Barkley against the three-peating potentially Chiefs. Against Andy Reid, who's again coaching against his former team. You know he wants to beat them again. So congratulations to the Chiefs and the Eagles making it to the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the Bills and the Commanders. I know it's not really congratulations, but at least the Commanders, they had an amazing season turning that whole franchise around. Jaden Daniels with the rookie draft, making Daniel Snyder just be so envious, which is a beautiful thing. Bills Mafia, this hurts. This hurts. Bills Mafia has been through enough football scar trauma as a fan base. This sucks for them. I can't even imagine Josh Allen, what he's going through. Maybe if this was at Buffalo, it would have been a different story. But they came up just short. Regardless of the calls, this needed to be a smackdown. Maybe not a smackdown, but similar to how Buffalo beat the Kansas City Chiefs earlier in the season. Just kind of a double-digit score lead. But that was not the case this game. Patrick Mahomes has a chance to, whether you want to call him the GOAT if he gets the three-peat, I won't argue against that. I mean, Tom Brady's got 7, right? So if we're measuring this on Super Bowl counts, Tom Brady's still in the lead, but nobody has done this. Nobody has three-peated, especially like how Mahomes has done it. So you can make a great case that he is the GOAT if the Chiefs, who are on the verge of three-peating, do indeed accomplish with another Super Bowl win. Okay, looking ahead to February 9th, the odds. KC is favored. Vegas has KC favored by -1.5. The total over odds, 49.5. Based on the results of these two games this last weekend, I would stick with the over. I would bet the over on that. And we got ourselves, maybe you might not like this Super Bowl matchup, maybe you're not a fan of it, but I think it's going to be a good game. I think Saquon Barkley, go Saquon, that is who I'll be rooting for, has a chance to establish himself as one of the greatest running backs of all time. And of course, Patrick Mahomes continuing to solidify him as the greatest quarterback of all time, if you genuinely believe that. Coming up next week, me and my dad on Pass the Damn Ball podcast episode, Dad will be back, and we are going to do our accountability episode where we go through our predictions made from earlier this season, and we discuss the incorrect ones, the correct ones, where we go right, where we go wrong, talk a little bit more about the Super Bowl as a week has gone on, maybe share some more predictions, and then following the Super Bowl, me and Dad will give our reactions to the results, talk about this NFL season, and that will be it for Pass the Damn Ball NFL season. There will be a month break of Pass the Damn Ball, which I will be introducing a new segment called Pass the Damn Mic. And I'll be releasing 4 episodes in a month span, Pass the Damn Mic, talking about a music project that I got dropping in February called Valley DT. Looking forward to discussing those songs on the project of Valley DT with you guys and getting into detail about how those songs were created, the process, the memories, the reflection, and it's going to be fun. And then after Pass the Damn Mic segment, I'll get back to Pass the Damn Ball, which I'll be discussing some basketball. Looking forward to getting into my NBA bag as we'll be around the March time, closer to the playoffs. Maybe throwing some draft coverage here and there as I'll be writing for Cheesehead TV, doing some draft coverage on specifically focusing on the Packers. So I'm excited for that. A lot of good things to come in the future of Pass the Damn Ball. We're only getting started, baby. We're only getting started. Thank you for listening to Pass the Damn Ball. I am your host, Mitchell Adams. Follow me on Instagram at MitchAdams209. Follow this podcast on Instagram at PassTheDamnBall_.
Pass the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Pass the damn ball.
Would you
pass the damn ball?
Thank you for listening.